Okay, page 3, lines 16 to 18. So what you have over here, the Rebbe is talking about, he's talking about the tiny in Braille, the printed in Braille, how do you call it, Braille? They printed the tiny in Braille. So here, this is in the bottom of the page, the Rebbe starts speaking about the tiny in Braille. So here's like an introduction to this. The Rebbe is saying that everything has been accomplished, we've done everything, and the only thing which the Rebbe is going to conclude, which may still need to be done, was to print this Tanya for the blind people. Okay, fine. So here the Rebbe is saying how everything, how the Futz of Majoros, the Futz has been done, B'Shleimus, etc., etc. And the Rebbe comes down to this paragraph on line 16 to 18. I just want to show, to show you the words. Now, here the Rebbe says, Chassidus, the Futz of Majoros, Chutza, has been already finished and accomplished, etc., etc. Here's what the Rebbe is saying. Just by the way, everyone knows the Sikha Pashas Shaftim, where the Rebbe gives a Nevuah, right? The whole Nevuah, which the Rebbe says in Pashas Shaftim, is the Rebbe starts, you maybe will come to it, we'll speak about it. The whole Shaftim is 2 weeks later. We're Pashas Shaftim there. Right. Here, the whole basis for this Nevuah is on the fact that the shleimus of Afotzes Mayonos Chutzah, the avodah of Afotzes Mayonos Chutzah, ready to be finished, and that based on that, the Rebbe says in Avu and Pasha Shaitim. So it's coming on this same thing, with the same theme that the Rebbe is speaking about over here, that Afotzes Mayonos Chutzah has already been finished. Now, if you look here in lines 16 to 18, look at the words the Rebbe says here, that every yid has the ability to have a shaitus to chassidus, right? You can have a shaykh's connection to chassidus, and the Rebbe puts in brackets, even though the esata he does not have a connection to chassidus, right? So therefore, the Rebbe says, "Laveda fatzim yonos chutz has already been finished." Now this is very interesting.
He does have a shaykh's, therefore it's finished.
He has ability to have a shaykh's. This is the Rebbe says, because he has ability to have a shaykh's. This is very clear. They have very clear the words here. It's very just very very clear. Yesh loy al kaponim hakoyach vayecheles. He has ability to connect to students, even though he hasn't connected yet. So that Rebbe says, considers, as if the void is already finished. Now, the question the Apostle Shaila, everyone's going to ask, I mean, okay, he has ability, he hasn't done it, so why is it finished, right? So that you can ask, but many things Rebbe says about Mashiach. And, so let's just try and take this apart a bit, right? Let's take it, go back to the whole Yisod of Bisa Mashiach. He didn't have to do tshuva. Why were we sent to Golos? Because we misbehaved, and therefore we sent to Golos. And what's the purpose of Golos? We're going to do tshuva. And when we do tshuva, Hashem is going to send Mashiach, and we're going to have the being in Bisa Mikdash Shlishi, etc. Now, what are we meant to accomplish with our tshuva? But it's a poshta thing, a poshta halacha in Rambam, a poshta pshat. What are we meant to accomplish with doing our tshuva? Our tshuva is meant very simple. What's a gather of tshuva? The pastors of piyah halacha. The first basic principle of tshuva is that I'm not going to do it again. That's it, right? So we had two bottom mikdashes, and each time we failed, right? Now, Abisha says, I'm sending you to Golas, and you do tshuva. When the Abisha will see that we've done tshuva to the extent we're not going to fail again, that is a pasuk pilocha. What's the requirement of tshuva? The person puts himself in a mindset, in a situation, a chlota, that he is not going to do it again. That is the first element of tshuva. So when we talk about tshuva in Zman HaGolas, what is the requirement? That we are not going to do it again. And that's why this Golos is the purpose of Golos, that we should do tshuva, should not do again what we did. So therefore, this binyan beis mikdash shlishi is going to be a beis nitzchi. Why? We're going to do a complete tshuva in Zman HaGolos. Okay. That's very positive. The very positive stuff. Now, let's say, how did this tshuva work? Let's say, we Yidden in Zman HaGolos, going back 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, all Yidden are doing been keeping Torah mitzvahs, okay? All you keep Torah mitzvahs, so locheira, perfect situation. They've all done tshuva. So Hashem should send Mashiach, right? What happens? Hashem sends Mashiach. Remember, when Hashem sends Mashiach, there's a whole new situation arises. Why? Because Mashiach, how does Mashiach go according to the Rambam? First, you have Yamid Melech. You have a whole process, right? Till you have, in the very end, what's the very end? He's gonna rally the Yidden, he's gonna go to war with the Goyim, build a base of Mishnah, keep his Nilch Yisrael, etc., etc., etc. Till he's gonna start influencing the Goyim, that they should also identify with Hashem, etc., etc. Basically, the union of Shavu Mitzvah and Noach. And then the Rambam concludes that all that we are combined with Yomach, we're going to the whole world is going to be involved in knowledge of Hashem, and still combined with Yomach. So it's a whole process going from stage number one, from Skalas of Mashiach, till the Shlemus of Mashiach. Shlemus of Mashiach is combined with Yomach. That's what Mashiach is meant to reach to. So it's a whole process. Now remember, all of these stages are challenges, especially in the beginning. You have Mashiach rising. Remember, you have, let's say Mashiach comes, and Hashem brings Mashiach. He brought Mashiach 1,000 years ago, let's say. He brought Mashiach. Good, amazing. So he's going around the Yidden. What happens when you have to go to war with the Goyim. Remember, you go to war, it's not an easy thing. Let's say even Mashiach has the koyach to win the war. But the Yidden going to war have to have a certain strength of confidence and trust to go to war. So there's a whole lot of way to going to war. Then let's say after the war, anything which has to be done, even let's say after you build the Beis HaMikdash, and after you build the Kibbutz Neir Yisrael, remember, she's one, then comes the working on the going. The fact that Yidden, let's say the Yidden have done tshuva, they have already observed Terry Mises. What about the whole world of Goyim? The Goyim were barbarians. I mean, going back, not so far back. No. The barbarians. How long is it a whole challenge in order to affect the Goyim, etc.? It's a whole process. And so, L'cheira. And then later on, he's going to start the Gidiyah Satera. They're going to be starting Gala Elokus to Yidin, the Pnimah Satera, which is something which we already know what it is. How do you, in order for Mashiach to affect the Yidden should identify with Pnimei Sater, etc., the Gilu of Yidias Hashem is also an Avoida. The Rambam also had a big Avoida to be Megala Yidias Hashem in his times. So all of these things are an Avoida. So, let's say the fact that Yidden already are doing Hashem Tere Mitzvahs. Nevertheless, when Mashiach comes, there's many challenges. There's still many challenges that Mashiach is going to come, he's going to start changing the world. It's all challenges. That's Apiteva. That's why the Rambam has a Seder. Very possible. And not only that, according to the Rambam, he can come and he may fail. It's a challenge. The challenge is coming. Oh, so what happens now? What happens if Eden? While they're in Golis.
Mashiach can fail? Mashiach can fail?
Rambam, according to the Rambam, yeah, at a certain stage, till he wins all the wars. Remember, you go to war with all the going. Remember, going to remember. Let's say the Rambam in his time, they say that the Rambam was Melech HaMashiach, right? The Rambam in his time would have gone out, Yidden could have realized, listen, the Rambam is the Torah, I mean, the Torah always had the courage to bring Mashiach. Let's say Yidden would come to realize, yes, we have to point the Rambam. Imagine the challenges that Yidden have to face in order to implement it, so Lav Dafke may have been successful. The Pasuk is in the Rambam. What happens is, when Yidden and Zman HaGolos ready display all the ability to face all the challenges which they're going to face when Mashiach is going to come. All these challenges which they have to face when Mashiach comes, to accept the Malchus, the sovereignty of Melech HaMashiach. Yidden have already shown his Zman HaGolos, it's already accepted thing. Yidden already identified with the idea of a Rebbe, a Bittul to a Rebbe. So the idea of Bittul is already accepted by Yidden. Go further, let's better go to Goyim. Goyim already had all the ideals. What's the basic major challenge of Mashiach would be to affect the Goyim. All the ideals which Mashiach has to accomplish with the Goyim, identify with peace and identify with Hashem, has already Goyim are ready to accept it. There's no problem. It's ready in Olam Hazeh, the Tev of Olam Hazeh has already accepted this. So now, at this point, the idea of Pnimei Sater, Kamayim Yom HaChasim, the Elkus Einet Bovadi, that's, you know, Kamayim Yom HaChasim, Einet Bovadi, has already been accepted in Olam Hazeh. It's already been accepted by Yidden. Let's say by Yidden has been accepted, you know, Kamayim Yom HaChasim. You can even tell to it, can even tell it today to Goyim. So all of these things already come part of Olam Hazeh. So when Mashiach, if Mashiach, at this point comes a question, listen, the question is if when Mashiach will come, will Yidden follow through with the whole program of Mashiach? There's no question anymore. Why? Because everything everything which Moshiach has introduced has already been introduced in Zman HaGolus, in a Golus Oifen, but it's been accepted in the world. Now, so what, now Moshiach will come, you won't have any obstacles, there's not going to be any challenges, because everything which he's going to accomplish has already been introduced in Zman HaGolus. Which this is Mem Bamish, the Posh the Pshat of Kolokitzen, just by the way. Kolokitzen means anything, which the Rebbe explains very, very clearly, anything which Moshiach would have to introduce, new things which may require certain efforts, certain avodah, have already been introduced in a golus mitzumtzumtik way, in a golus way, in Zman HaGolus. Therefore, the Mashiach will come. There's no reason why he should not come, because these things don't, these obstacles don't exist, these challenges don't exist. They're already accepted in the world. Okay. So now here comes this. So this is very post pshat that I was saying here, that even though. Shabbat Mitzvah Noach, peace. Yeah. What's the meaning? What did I speak? Hashem Shpatim. The nations came to ideas of peace. United Nations. All of these things, all the ideologies which the Mashiach had to use are now already nachlas haklal. He's not, the Mashiach is coming. He's not, in the Rebbe's words, he's not doing anything new now. It's all integrated in the system. The world is already accepted. Now. The question, now he comes back to the words of the Rebbe. The Rebbe says here, this is a positive, very positive pshat of kolo kitzin. This is a mam, is a very simple pshat. The Rebbe keeps on saying kolo kitzin. This is what it means. That anything which had to be accomplished has already been integrated into in a Vedas Managolos. In a Golos way. In a Golos way. It's not Gula, but this, the idea has been integrated in a Golos way. So now, so here we come, here the Rebbe says, every Yid has the Shaykh, the Koyi Chir, to connect to Chassidus. Why? Because Chassidus has already been accepted. It's not as a cloud. People identify with Chassidus. Let's say Mashiach would have come, would have had to start introducing Chassidus. So there may have been issues going back. First of all, who accepts a Rebbe B'chlau? I mean, I'm just listening to my own ideas. Who says, Elakus, that they agree with Torah Mitzvahs, how do they go along? I'm saying, now the Rebbe is saying, Chassidus has been a thing which is accepted by, everyone accepted, yeah? He doesn't relate to it. He hasn't connected. The moment Mashiach will come, he won't have an issue to get the person. He'll see Mashiach. Of course, he's going to want to learn Chassidus. He'll go along with the program right away. There's no issues. There's no challenge. Mashiach doesn't have to accomplish anything new. That's basically it. So therefore, so here you have it in the Rebbe's words very clearly. Where the Rebbe says, "Afotzim Yonos Chutz." What does the Rebbe say? "Afotzim Yonos Chutz" has already been done. Why has it been done? Even though not all Yidden are learning Chassidus. It doesn't matter if they're learning Chassidus. Chassidus is something which is accepted. They're not learning because they haven't been. They're not aware of the importance. The moment they will see things functioning according, the moment they will come aware, they will go along with it. So that's why the first man there's no barriers in the world standing against the remissus. Once there's no barriers in the world standing against the remissus, so there's no excuse not to bring the good of the world. The world has read this. The whole time of the Rebbe, the world in every way is ready for it. So, everything is ready. There's no reason why the whole idea of being a Golos is to must make sure that we are not going to cause again the Churban. It's not going to happen now. It's ready. The world already accepted anything which Mashiach has to do. So therefore, the Hashem to bring Mashiach. Now, so this is here, and these words is just here very clearly. When the Rebbe says very clearly, they don't do it, but they have. If the idea is accepted, so there's no problem, okay. So that's why the slavers of a false millionist puts up. Now, let's go back to page one. So now here, we'll go through this very quickly. This piece here is that the whole half sikha, the whole first half of the sikha goes on this. So let's go through very quickly. The Rebbe says here there's two avoiders. One avoider is anila doidi, which means I'm connecting to the Eibishter, so I'm starting from below, I'm starting from where I am, and I'm slowly climbing up to come observe more Torah mitzvahs, etc., come better, etc. I'm going through the process of climbing from where I am, building myself up in Torah mitzvahs. That's one thing I need a deity. The Eidi leader ever says that in my Avodah, I have an inspiration of Hashem, I have an inspiration of Elikus, and I'm just going forward, I'm charged with energy and inspiration, I'm going forward with my observance of Torah mitzvahs. I'm not really down here in this world. That's like I'm inspired with the inspiration of Elokos. And so I'm going forward with my avodas, but I'm not really connecting to this world. There's two ways, right? Someone who's very, I'm a shgil and a shama. One is I'm working with myself, possibly in the life where I am, with the practicality, and trying to become, to make things better. The other thing is I'm inspired from above, and with my inspiration, I'm doing my avodah with the koyach of inspiration. So the Rebbe says that each one has an advantage. When it's coming from below, the void is going to be a lower avodah. When it's coming from above, it's going to be a higher avodah. But this high avodah is not really connecting to below. You're inspired. You're not really affecting your lower class. You're it's coming from above. You're not really dealing with yourself and the world around you. Okay, fine. You're not really dealing with it. Now, with the Rebbe said, the same is you have to have both. So now, this nekuda of both. This is very important, and this is very, here the, how the Rebbe explained both. The Rebbe said the main avoider has to be from you. The main avoider has to be from below, not from above. Now, nevertheless, there's a certain advantage when you're spied from above, right? So here the Rebbe says, and this is that the way you do the avoider below should be able to incorporate the whole avoider of above, the whole inspiration of above, in your avodah when you're coming from below. Now, how did this work? Usually, it's either or. As long as you have the world around you, which is negating to Torah mitzvahs, I'm a yidam shei Torah mitzvahs, and the world around me negating Torah mitzvahs. Yeah. So there's two ways I can deal with it. Either go slowly and start dealing with the situation around me, start improving the situation around me, or if I'm going to go with inspiration of the Lakus coming from above, I will just disregard the situation around me, and then I will not really be dealing with the situation around me, right? So that is why you have to either or. Either you're inspired and you disregard the world around you, or you're going to work slowly and progressively with and affect the world around you. You have these two ways. When you have these two ways, when the world around you does not agree with you, so you have two ways of approaching with it. Either overlooking it, just doing your own thing, or dealing with it, which is a slow process, right? Here the Rebbe is telling to do both. And this is the whole Nekud of the Sikha. When you will do the lower one, you can incorporate the higher avoid also. Why? Because the Nekud is, because in our days, the world around you is not negating you anymore. So, when you start with your avoid dealing with the situation around you, you can incorporate the higher avoid because the world around you is going to go along with you. So this is very, when you talk about Mashiach, so about the inspiration of Mashiach, you have all the Tochen and all of these things, right? Rebbe Dov, we spoke about these things a lot. So here in this Sikha, it comes out very clearly. All these things that Rebbe talks about, the Inyan of Gula, like, all the revelations of Gula are already here, everything is here. So you can take it with inspiration, and just charge yourself forward and put yourself into what the Rebbe is doing and not really deal with the situation around you. That's one way of doing it. That's doing it with inspiration from above. That's the way the Rebbe is speaking. But the Rebbe is saying all the Giluim already here. But here in this Sikha, the Rebbe, in this Sikha, it's very, very clear. The Rebbe tells you very clearly, no, your avodah is meant to be dealing with the situation. But when you deal with this situation, you can actually use your inspiration above. When you're dealing with the situation, you can be inspired with inspiration above and actually carry out your full inspiration, because the world around you is not negating you. So if you're inspired, you'll be able to affect the world around you. So what it means is, where am I meant to be? I'm meant to be facing the world, not overlooking the world. I'm meant to face the world. There's a full world here. I'm going to deal with everything in this world. I know I have the ability, so therefore I can do it with the full. The word of Oyedus Torah, Bekelim D'Tikun, that I can have the Kelim D'Tikun, have a full deal with all the situations of the world with the full inspirement of Oyedus Torah. Why? Because the world today is not negating me. So here the Rebbe brings out very clearly. It's very clear in this Sikha, and the Rebbe, it's very long, but you know I can bring it all. But the Rebbe brings out very clearly how the Vayda of a Yid is. So when we're inspired with Mashiach, it's not as if we're disregarding anything. We must buy the Mashiach. Rebbe says, oh, everything is going to come in 1 second. The Rebbe, it doesn't mean we're overlooking anything, right? That means that I'm going to deal with every situation around me fully, but I know that this can all be accomplished in a way of Mashiach. But without overlooking the situation around me, yeah? So now, next week in the passage A, the Rebbe goes, takes it one step further. This is very interesting. The next week's Sicha, the Rebbe actually quotes this week's Sicha and says that last week we spoke like this, and this week we want to add. This is the beginning of next week's Sicha. So it's very, very interesting, yeah?
How to be inspired from the book?
Because I'm facing everything in the world, I'm facing people, this person that way, this one that way. I know I'm facing them, I'm dealing with them. But I know I can affect that person with everything that I've been studying. I find there's a way, giving the person the full respect, I can get the message across. It doesn't work now, it'll work another way. Whatever, go according to the person, I can get the message across.
So actually, this is what we said in the previous lectures, that you have to identify yourself with condition that you are in a dual state.
Right. But yeah, but that is...
That does give you inspiration.
You have to be full inside. You have to be inspired to the fact that I can to the highest level. But the first and foremost, here it's very clear, the Rebbe says, first and foremost, I'm looking at this world. I'm not... When Avidin Lubavitch was inspired, he sat on my brain and he drank mashke. He didn't really look at the world around him, because the world around him negated the Lakus, right? Here, I'm inspired, I'm going to go out and do everything that which I'm inspired with, perfectly sit down in my office and carry it all out. And I'm going to find the ways and means how to carry it out, because there is nothing there negating the Lakus. So every inspiration I have, I will find how to do it. And so where am I? I am Lamatlamaila. I'm standing right here below. I'm inspired with Abad, but I'm here below. And that is this. So here the Rebbe brings out very clearly. Mike, fine. Let's go further. Here the Rebbe says, and this comes back to the same point before. This is going down here on, here the Rebbe says that now in Ikris and Mashiach, there's two types in Ikris and Mashiach. Number one, it's the lowest Madrega, the heels of Mashiach, the heels of Zman HaGolos, the heels, just the heels of Yidden, the heel, the matzav of the heel. Before, in the Zman Beis Mikdash, we're on a higher level, and through all the years of Golos, we came lower and lower, till we come to our day, when we Ikris and Mashiach, which we are like on the level of the heels. We are the lowest of the lowest. Then you have another period of Ikris and Mashiach, that means the footsteps of Mashiach. So, when we say the footsteps of Mashiach, that's a very high revelation. We're already talking about Mashiach. Here we're saying Ikris and Mashiach, the worst time in Golos. And here we're saying Ikris and Mashiach, that is really the footsteps of Mashiach, the revelation of Mashiach. And this is the Nukud, which the Rebbe brings down, which is following the same thinking, that in there's a point where Golos and Gula meet. And that is at the lowest point. Because why? It's just following the same thing. When everything in this world has been addressed, and there's nothing standing against Nothing is standing against Torah mitzvahs. There's no ideology. Once upon a time, this world has many ideologies which were against Torah mitzvahs, communism, with all the different ideologies that existed in the world. Now there's none of these ideologies. It's just, I do care, I don't care. There's no ideology going against Torah. So there's nothing, everything in this world has been treated. Anything which can negate Torah mitzvahs has been treated. So we've reached the bottom, the lowest level of this world. Once you reach the lowest level, you therefore connect right away to the highest level, because there's nothing in the world negating to Torah mitzvahs, right? So now, let's look at the words of the Rebbe. Therefore the Rebbe says that this is very powerful, this is a very powerful word. This is going from 22 to 29. Look at it's Oishud Beis, 22 to 29. Now this is all leading to, by the way, this is leading to the Sicha of Parshas Shaftim. Shaftim starts the Nevoah, right? The Rebbe speaks about the Nevoah. So the build-up to this starts with L'cheder a parsha from this week's sicha. Because this, look at this week's sicha goes. The Rebbe explains that the lowest level connects to the Mashiach. I mean, it comes to a point where Golos and Gula joins, right? Which this happens to be, okay, this is what the Rebbe is saying here. So now, here the Rebbe says, because we've come to this lowest level, and everything has been dealt with, so now, what is we missing? The only thing we're missing is, Mashiach will come, then everything's gonna work. So all we're missing is just now is Mashiach himself, right? But what is the problem? That we do not realize that we're missing Mashiach. We think this is the situation the way it is. We're taking the situation, we've come, everything's been accomplished, and we don't have the awareness that we need Mashiach. So the Rebbe says, the only thing you have to do is now, say at Mosai, in order to bring Mashiach, that's the only thing we're missing, right? Why? Because once we reach the lowest level and everything has been dealt with, all we need is Mashiach. So what do we have to do for that? We don't have to now change the world, because the world's already been changed. Everything's been changed. Everything which Mashiach is going to be accomplishing has already been dealt with. So only thing now we have to come to realize that all we're missing is an action of Mashiach. So the moment we have to ask at Mosai, right? Now this is what the Rebbe says here. Now this is a very powerful word. The Rebbe says we have to make a cheshbon of everything what's going on. We have to make a cheshbon what's going on. And realize there's nothing else left. That's what we have to scream at Mosai, right? That's what the Rebbe says. Then, the Rebbe leads on that. You have to, a yid, and it's not only that, the Rebbe says a yid has a koyach to affect the Eibish that we're saying. He has the right to demand by the Eibish that Mosai. Okay? So just to add, the Rebbe says here that this is the year where Mashiach, the Rebbe all along was saying this is the year Mashiach is going to be in the scholar. So the Rebbe is following the same thing. This is the year where Mashiach is going to be in the scholar. And therefore we're still in Golos, so we need has to come to the conclusion that yeah, the Yid has to realize that all he's missing has to scream at Mosai, right? Now, go to page 3, one second, not page 3, page 4. Go to page 4, I just want to show you how this goes. Go to page 4, this is the Sikha, the first half of the Sikha ends what you just now said. The Rebbe, the Yid makes a cheshbon, that this is, that everything has been done, and according to all the Mechashbenis, Mashiach was many here, this is the year, and everything is, it's all done, we come to the end of the year, so Yid has the power to demand the Eibish Tad Mosai. This is what Rebbe concludes in the first half of the Verbrengen. Going over to the end of the Verbrengen, the Rebbe adds a new note, and this is on line 10, on line 10 on page 4. The Rebbe says, therefore, Dovaborer should take you from Yad Bok Mashiach Bo. Now this lotion, the take of Yad Mashiach Bo, is a lotion which the Rebbe uses in Pasha next week, and then again in Pasha Shaftim, the Rebbe says the Nevoah. It's the same lotion. So now how it works like this is, the Rebbe having the Sichas, he brings up a point, and he says this and this has to be done, and in the next, either in the same week, or in the next week, or in the next 2 weeks, and the Rebbe says, okay, now, this has been done, and we have to go to the next step. Now this goes on many times. So here the Rebbe is saying, this is a Pasha Eke, the Rebbe says very clearly before, we have to make a cheshbon, and realize that only thing that is a yid has the ability to demand by the Eibish Tad Mosai. Now the Rebbe says, based on this, that Rebbe says, so now it's a double border that he is going to come. Do you see how the Rebbe is moving to the next step already? You don't want to see? You see that you are? First, the Rebbe says, we have the ability to demand by the Eibishter that he should come. Now the Rebbe is saying, he's going to come. Okay, that's it. And that was the Rebbe is going to continue passing through A, where the Rebbe passes the Rebbe saying, you are going to have the bracha. And Pasha Sheikh, the Rebbe says that he is coming. Here the Rebbe makes a conclusion. Remember, this is the year Mashiach is meant to reveal himself. So now the Rebbe says, you make a cheshbon nefesh, And you have to, only thing you have to realize that you have to ask for him to come. Right? Because that's the only thing we're missing. He should come. Now that the Rebbe says you have to ask for him to come. Now the Rebbe is saying, at the end of the praying, the Rebbe goes, moves one step forward and says, so now it's a double border that he's coming. You see, then, now this type of thing, this type of pattern, goes, is in many sikhs. It goes all
assuming that once we have the chiddush to do it, then we can automatically do it for sure.
Well, yeah, well, actually, Rebbe puts in the union of Braille in the middle, right? Braille. This is, yeah. But here, this, Rebbe, in other words.
Once Rebbe says that you can do it, so then in the middle, of course, you're going to do it. So in the middle, of course, it's already done. Yes?
So let me put it out. Let's put it in the words. The Rebbe here is making a conclusion of the whole year. A kolki, and it says that everything, this is the year. So now you have the power to ask. You have the power to act. You have the power to affect the Eibishter. Now the Rebbe says, okay, he said what he said. Now the Rebbe is moving on to scene number two, a number of news. So now it's going to happen. Okay, the Rebbe had, okay, put it in your words. The Rebbe had said that Atmosa was Moitzi Kol HaKol. Everyone agreed. Now the Rebbe is saying, okay, now it's going to happen. And this thing is going to happen, the Rebbe continues, Pasha Shaitim A and Pasha Shaitim. And this is where the Nebuah Pasha Shaitim comes in. When the Rebbe says, with the Rebbe actually, what the Rebbe is doing, Pasha Shaitim is just adding the emphasis that this double body is going to come. The Rebbe is saying, I'm saying it now, but Nebuah. So it's just going on. And you look at the sikhs after that, it happens to follow the same theme. It just, Pasha Shaitim, Pasha Shaitim. Because the Rebbe says, it's actually happening.
Jealous,
yeah. The Rebbe says it's actually happening. We'll come to that. Pass it. So whatever. It follows the same thing. Right. So, yeah. So that is basically just one other thing. I just want to show you one other thing. In the others here, you have here you have this type of lotion. The Rebbe says in the order four, I have a footnote number four. The Rebbe says, if they would really, the answer to the embassy would definitely come, right? Or, the same thing you have in order footnote number three, the Rebbe says that it's going back to Toshim Yam Zayin. The Rebbe, it's very interesting what this lesson here. The Rebbe is speaking here about Moshe. It's a Shturm de Kestich about Moshe. And the Rebbe says, you look at the last words in the footnote, number three. V'oz miyad hubo. If you will ask at Moshe, he's definitely going to come. Why is it definitely he's going to come? Because this goes along the same mahalach, that everything that is needed to be accomplished in the world has already been accomplished. The only thing that is not coming is because we do not realize that we're missing Mashiach. Show Hashem you're missing Mashiach, do that avodah. And you'll ask us, you'll show Hashem that you're missing Mashiach, so then you'll have that, and that's it. So that's why it's a double border, because everything else has been done. The only thing is missing that you should show that you need Mashiach. So you have to show that you need Mashiach. You have to identify the fact that you need Mashiach. And when you do that, it'll definitely come. Now, if you look in this footnote, of three, you say the Rebbe says, V'ulai, in the beginning of the third paragraph, the Rebbe says, V'ulai, the reason why we're still in Golas, because you didn't have to ask for the Gula, right? Now, if you look in the Sikha inside, you have to look in this Sikha, Pashas Ekev, on line 20-21, the Rebbe says, it's amazing what the Rebbe says here. The Rebbe's talking about the Tanya and Braille. The Rebbe says, maybe we're still missing something, and that's the print of Tanya and Braille, right? The Rebbe says, you look at the loss in the Rebbe, I highlighted it. Ulai yesh mokim l'chei, loima. Ulai, and the next time again, ulai. Maybe, in other words, the Rebbe, when he started the Sefer, he didn't have to ask for Admosai. When the Rebbe started with the mitzvah Admosai, to ask for Mashiach, I don't think the Rebbe started with the loss of ulai. The Rebbe said, the only thing missing is you didn't have to daven. The Rebbe didn't use the word ulai. Here in Topshim Mem Zayin, after the Rebbe's storming about Admosai for many years already, so the Rebbe says here in Topshim Mem Zayin, ulai, you still need Admosai. The Rebbe already, it really, that is really something the Rebbe, it's like, it's very hard to say, but the Rebbe says ulai. Here in this upbringing, Pashas Ekev, the Rebbe is emphasizing ulai yesh mokum babreil, ulai yesh mokum b'cheira. And you look later on, also, the Rebbe says, in the next page.
Printing is
Ulai, the Rebbe doesn't see there's no real reason why this should be Menea. It's, It's no reason why it should be.
So it's a lesser thing.
And that's because there's no. It comes to a point when the Rebbe says there's no reason at all, and he's read touching on base already. Already passes that. There's no more excuses. There's nothing. Yeah. There's no ulai also. Here, passes Akev. It passes shaved him. This is the whole thing. Here, in Pasha's Eker, the Rebbe says Ulai. So that's why Pasha saved him. And the angels for bringing it after, the Rebbe says Ulai. And the Rebbe says, now we have this. So now, double borrow. There's no more Ulai left. The Rebbe is removed. He says, double borrow is going to happen because he removed all the excuses. Now, that's why Pasha saved him. He says, Nabur, why?
Because he says Ulai. Oh,
a braille.
But he already did it.
He did it. Now, Pasha saved him. The Rebbe says, okay. Here the Rebbe says Dova Boru. Pasha Rei the Rebbe repeats it. And Pasha Sheik the Rebbe won't emphasize the fact again. He says, now I'm telling you, Benvur, that's going to happen. Because the everything has been removed. Then, just one more point. That, oh, the Rebbe says, I just show you, the Tanya, the Rebbe says, even though this Tanya in Braille hasn't reached the blind people, nevertheless, it's available. Again. I mean, it's available, they brought it to the Rebbe, it's available, so that is ready means it's been accomplished. But if you follow this thinking, it makes a lot of sense. Why? Because Tanya in Braille, what was the whole accomplishment? It's a technical thing, just printing it in, it's a challenge, but it's a technical thing. So once it's available, the availability was not.
The Indian already
isn't it there? Other things like Shabbos and Neiach, the fact as long as you haven't affected the goyim to some level, you haven't proven that it can go along with the goyim, then the fact that you print the book on it is not enough. But here it's just a technicality. The fact that it's available, so that's sufficient. Here the Rebbe says, by Braille, it's available. They brought it to the Rebbe. So why is that already finished? Because it's just a technicality. The fact they have it, okay, so there's no challenge to get it across to all blind people.
Uh-huh.
Where other Mifchaim, the Rebbe did, the Rebbe didn't say, okay, the Rebbe came out, the Rebbe spoke a Sikh, he didn't finish with Rebbe, in fact, the Rebbe said the Sikh of this Mifchaim Chinuch, he didn't finish with that. No, because that is something, is a challenge you have to bring across to the Olam. But all these challenges are being dealt with. This is a technical thing. So the Rebbe says, okay, they brought it to me, so it's done. So I'm just trying. Following the same thinking, in Yonim Ruchnim, it just posha makes sense. L'cheira. It's posha makes sense. But that's okay. Say that. Pasuch Rabbah. That's it.
Could be a braille.